Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Dave Benton, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. We're going to have open line after Dan Dickerson at about 9:45, so you can give us a call. 393-3700. You can also listen live via the streaming worldwide, or you can listen to podcasted segments. So be up later this afternoon, and you can check those out at 1320WILS.com. Just click on the Jack and Tom Show icon, and you can hear segments from today and from past shows. Dave, you said that fires you up to hear Dan Enos talk, and there's a lot of good football being played around this state. I'm not just talking about the Big Ten schools, but Central Michigan has had a tremendous program, as you know.
And Cuba's done a good job at Western. Yeah. And Grand Valley, Saginaw Valley can be thrown into that equation. You know, we'll give English a little bit while longer with Eastern, see if maybe he can turn something around there. But there's some good football going on in the state of Michigan, and I think that's recognized around the country that there are some solid schools all over the state of Michigan.
I would like to challenge our listeners that there are days where Michigan State is not playing a home game, Michigan's not playing a home game, your team of choice is not at home, maybe playing later in the day, maybe has a bye week. Take that weekend and see another game around the state. Go see a MAC game. Go see Grand Valley.
And they're all very
cheap to go see.
Go see
an MIAA game. That is a whole different world. But to those kids, it means everything. The passion is still there. And you know, football, it takes so much effort to put into it that they would really, really appreciate it.
Plus,
you would too.
I think the competitiveness of MAC football has really raised over the last couple of years. I thought the conference was down a little bit last year, but overall, the talent that is in the MAC because of the scholarship restrictions and things like that, it's really thickened. And it's not poor quality to football to watch anymore.
Dave, I'm looking at the clock here, and we've just run out of time for my analysis of the midfield of Spain and the Netherlands. We're probably going to have to wait for that.
Ah, bummer.
Because when Dan Dickerson comes on in just a couple minutes, we're going to talk about Miguel Cabrera instead of the midfielders. So,
just name one of the midfielders I just named before we came back.
I'll do
commercial.
That as soon as we're back. We're out of time. We'll be right back with Dan Dickerson, 1320 WILS.